Mark McKay on the drive home.
You need to lay off the cops there, all right? Seriously, I'm worried about you, man.
97.3, The Eagle.
So if you made a resolution this year to lose weight, you ought to know this. There's a new study out proving that we're pretty clueless about what we put into our bodies. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that 68% of us are overweight or obese, yet only 1 in 10 of us think we have an unhealthy diet. Those numbers don't quite add up. It's Chris Young on The Eagle.
In your own words.
Hey, I listen to The Eagle every day. You guys are playing more music. I love it.
Haven't been to church for
Jaron and the Long Road to Love with Pray For You on 97.3 The Eagle. A little less than 15 minutes away from today's Hot Celebrity Gossip coming up at 4:30. Uh-oh, Charlie Sheen called in sick to work yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we'll tell you why in Hot Celebrity Gossip in a little less than 15. Kimmy first, what's doing?
How do you call in sick on a movie set? I mean, it's like...
Well, a TV set. Well, when you're one of the stars of the show, they kind of have to work around you. It seemed to me, anyway.
I know, but I'm not coming to the office today.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't make it. I rough night last night. What can I tell you?
Okay. Okay. This report brought to you by 1-800-SAFE-AUTO. I mean, Jimmy doesn't even call into the show sick. We don't do that in our business.
But think about it. How much fun would the Ann-Jen show be?
That's very true.
I would love to hear that show.
Well, Jen and I could totally do it. We'd have a great show.
That would be good.
Take it over.
I'd listen to that.
Astro Fest 11, you know it. All right, we have an accident graphic of Little Kimmy Stevens, 97.3 The Eagle.
Music about your life.
That's the kind of music I love.
The most country. 97.3 The Eagle.
Bring me another beer, Mama.
From Hollywood to Dollywood, it's Hot Celebrity Gossip with Mark McKay.
That's me.
On 97.3 The Eagle.
Running a little ahead of schedule today, brought to you by McDonald's. Stir up something wonderful with McDonald's new fruit and maple oatmeal. McDonald's, I'm loving it. But did Charlie Sheen's epic bender over the weekend finally catch up with him? He called in sick to work yesterday from Two and a Half Men, which led to a lot of speculation. But it seems that Charlie had a legitimate reason. What's being confirmed by his doctor is a serious ongoing ear problem. I think he's hearing Last Call. That's probably his ear problem, but nevertheless. In a related note, by the way, David Hasselhoff is in talks to star for a new sitcom for ABC, which I can only imagine is going to be called According to Jen. Y'all be here all week. Lindsay Lohan getting probed again. This is according to the Associated Press. The Riverside County District Attorney's Office wants another investigation before deciding whether Lindsay will be charged with battery for last month's tussle with a Betty Ford Center staffer. Her next court date is set for February the 25th. Guess who the new spokesperson is going to be for Jenny Craig? Carrie Fisher. I guess she decided she was more Jabba the Hutt than Princess Leia these days. She's 54 years old and just decided to become the new face of Jenny Craig. Carrie Fisher says, and I quote, "I'm fat. All the clothes in my closet belong to another chick. They have to make a new alphabet for my bra size," end quote. Carrie Fisher is one of the funniest people in the world. Well, usually it's Kim Kardashian's other assets that are being called into question, but now there's speculation that her plumper-than-usual lips have gotten some cosmetic help, and as usual, Kim insists that she's all natural. She explains that the pucker looks a little bit fuller because, and I quote, "I have the flu, I'm puffy and swollen, and I have no makeup on," end quote. The flu can make that happen? I didn't know that. Finally, today's celebrity tweet of the day from Gloriana. They're at Gloriana, the band. Of course, you remember their song Wild at Heart. At noon today, Mike from Gloriana wished his brother Tom, also in the band, his very best. Keep Tom in your thoughts today. He's having surgery on his knee. Bro, if you're reading this from the hospital, don't die. We got to finish the CD. End tweet from Gloriana. It's touching, isn't it?
Tune in tomorrow at 4:30 for more Hot Celebrity Gossip on 97.3 The Eagle. Heading home.
Now the star of our picture.
With Mark McKay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
97.3 The Eagle.
Debut CD is coming out on February the 1st. I can't wait to hear the rest of it if this is indicative. It's a sound I haven't heard since the Dixie Chicks a couple of years ago. I've missed this kind of sound. Jane Deere Girls, here's Wildflower on 97.3 The Eagle.